and even with Clemens, he's had the lowest earned run average the last 3 years. But the question would be, does he really think honestly that there will be many teams out there that will allow him to basically show up in June?
Well, I really think it depends upon what you're trying to do with your club and where you are. If you've got a veteran club, and I know from experience conversations with the Yankees, they allow their a lot of their players to travel on their own. Now, Roger takes that a little bit further, and at least with Houston, is on the bench for home games and when he pitches on the road. So he changes around a little bit, but I think you do a check with your players on your club if you're going to get in that situation, and you say, how do you guys feel about that? And I think, by and large, most players respect what Roger Clemens has done. Now, if you're a guy that's got 3 or 4 years in the big leagues and you want to do that, it's not going to happen. But Roger Clemens is going to the Hall of Fame, and I think people bend over backwards if they can get a guy like that on their club.
Jim Beattie, what do you think about when Derek Lowe left the Red Sox, albeit with a 5.32 earned run average in 2004? He signs a four-year, $36 million deal. I think he's 28 and 23 the last 2 years. Was that worth it for them?
Well, one thing about Derek is he does give you innings. He was a big part of their success this year. Derek is not a number one starter for you. He is a guy that will give you the innings, keep you in ball games. And when you are, there aren't that many pitchers that have a record over a period of time of a lot over 500. So you take a look at a guy like Derek, and especially with the way that they talk about the money that's going to be thrown around from now on with all the success of baseball, how well it's been doing, $9 million a year for a pitcher like Derek Lowe might be a bargain.